You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. 476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Braille Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille Eye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're live. Yes, we are. We're live. That's what they say at NICE in Florida. We are live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida.
We're all wearing our winter clothes.
But we're here wearing our winter clothes. I have a flannel shirt on.
It's and still, your Eagles jacket, guys.
Yes,
up in
my Eagles coat on. It's nice and cold here in the studio.
Yeah.
But We understand it's getting warmer. Yeah. It should be warmer tomorrow in Florida, but they say it's going up to 75, which we hope.
But it was 27 the other night.
I got something I want to tell our listeners that's very unbelievable, but actually true.
What?
We got so cold here in Florida that lizards and iguanas were falling out of the trees.
Yep.
Froze, but they said that the news, don't touch them, don't bother them.
They're
just dormant and stunned.
Right.
And if they fall in your pool, just set them on the pool deck. They'll thaw out.
Right.
Okay.
I actually saw a video
so
that was
So this
sad.
Is your host, Michael.
Yeah.
Yes. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Lynn Golder, my better half. I'm sitting here with, what's his name? Gary Sinclair, all the way from Winter Park, Florida.
Yeah,
Gary,
yeah.
You there?
I am.
And I'm sitting here with my beautiful niece, Hosea Manis, otherwise known, Big Al, otherwise known as Ashley. Ashley, you there?
I'm here, hello.
And behind the scenes, we have, of course, Chris Shaw.
The man of glass.
Chris, you there? I guess he's not
the
there, but anyway.
Glass.
Chris,
he's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
All right, so we got to get back. We got some. Who, Michael? You tell me who called. Tried to do a trivia question, but wanted to call me back.
I'm getting sign language from Chris. I think we got him back.
Okay, we got a caller, he came back because we had a question that wanted to be asked.
Okay.
All the way from PA, Philly, okay. Hermitage, right?
Oh, yeah. Domingo.
No, not Domingo. No, I'm sorry. Dennis.
Dennis, yes.
Hey, Michael, the Eagles are going to win. The Falcons are going to win. I'm sorry. My grandson lives in the Atlanta Falcons. I'm rooting for the Falcons. The Eagles are going to lose.
I'm sorry. What are you saying about the Eagles?
The Eagles are going to win, he said.
The Eagles, of course, are going to win. What do they want? I don't want to hear that. Anything about Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons. It's been 15 degrees down in Atlanta, 17 degrees in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
Where my son lives and my grandkids. I'm rooting for the Falcons.
Well,
that's a joke. I'm sorry, Jack.
I hear what you're saying, but if you're from Philadelphia, you better be rooting for the Eagles.
He said it's a joke.
All right.
Yeah, the question that you wanted to ask.
I wanted to ask you. I've been asking everybody today. So, how did you go blind?
27 years old. I'm 65. I have what they call Stargardt's. And down at the Rose Eye Hospital, Philadelphia, the old hospital, the best retina specialist in the world.
Yep.
I had Stargardt's. Then about 15 years ago, they said I had RP. So, like that guy said from Mary Forge, I would just be glad to go back to where I was, 15 years ago when I was legally blind compared to what I have now, nothing, a little bit. But I have what they call now, I got diagnosed in Philadelphia 4 years ago with what they call B as in boy, S as in Sam, Bartter-Biedl syndrome. It's very rare. It's a form of type of RP, but it's a little different. So this BBS thing can affect your kidneys and your heart. Mm. It doesn't necessarily, but it can, besides your eyesight mostly. But I got my kidneys checked out, my heart, and they're okay, but... anyway, that's the story of my life. So, but
I love
a good life.
I love Will's Eye Hospital. They're the greatest. Yeah. Will's
well,
Eye,
I was,
greatest.
I was down. Here's what I'm gonna have done. I have cataract. I went to Shea Eye Institute, and that's good too. Shea Eye Institute, and that's where I see this Dr. Jacobson. And I was down there to see about getting my cataracts taken off because I'm gonna get some gene therapy done, maybe, and it's not ready yet, called Optigenetics. It's a gene therapy, and they give you a shot, and that's going to help me see a little bit better, plus getting the cataracts taken off. But then I'm going to get my own stem cells. They're going to take a piece of my skin 3 to 5 years from now, maybe, they're working on it, and they're going to put my own stem cells in my eye, and that'll help me see a little bit better, too. So I just have to hope and pray that,
Well, good luck.
See when I get to heaven, that's all.
You have a lot of things in the works there.
Good luck.
Yep.
All right.
Keep us posted, Dennis.
Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Yeah, I was looking for Robert. Robert said he was going to call back.
Okay.
All right.
So now, Lynn.
Gary's talking about dreams now.
Dreams.
Still.
Back to dreams.
Talking about dreams.
We're waiting for our guest caller.
Robert, you're out there. You tried a trivia question, and you said you called back on a dream. So give us a call back.
Well, I had a song that I wanted to play about dreaming. And you could consider it trivia. Let's go for it.
You gonna say it?
All right. No. I'm gonna let it play.
Oh.
All right. Check it out. It's an old school joint.
I'm dreaming.
know who it is, Michael?
No. I don't know who it is.
Mike, you don't know who that is?
That's not my era. I don't know that
80s
song.
Or 70s?
90s.
No. 90s. 90s. I don't know. It's a different era.
90s.
90s, I don't know.
No.
90s, I know nothing about 90s. Or late 80s, I don't know that either.
They say, if I'm dreaming, just let me sleep. Don't wake me up until my dream is complete. Real simple.
Does anybody know it?
Let's see. Maybe they'll call in.
Let me call in.
407-894-1680. What's the name of the song? And who's the artist?
I'll be happy if they just get the artist.
Yeah.
They're not going to get it.
Did you want to do the other one you told me about?
Yes.
All right, you ready?
Dreaming, I'm always dreaming, dreaming, love will be mine. Searching, I'm always searching, hoping someday I'll find someone to love me. Someone who needs me, but until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming, keep right on dreaming.
Okay, that was a big song. I knew who sang that right away. So anyway, who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you know it, call in. Don't wait. Don't be shy. Last time when I played the other song, a couple people said, oh, I knew who it was. Well, you know what? If you don't, give a shot. You know, life's all trying. You know, just sitting there and saying, I think I know the song, but I'm afraid if I'm wrong. What's the big deal if you're wrong? Yeah. You don't get the prize.
Better give the phone number.
At least you try.
And we get 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. Call up. You think you know it? Give it a shot. Most that could happen is you don't know it. And the other hand, maybe you get a gift card from somewhere. Okay? Call up now. Because in 5 minutes, I'm giving the answer. 407-894-1680. It's all about dreaming. Right, Gary? It's all about dreaming.
Absolutely.
So what else about dreaming, Gary?
One thing about my dreams is I become very rich because I buy the neatest motorcycles you ever did see.
Did you like a Harley when you were driving?
Yeah.
Riding?
I liked Harleys. And my main bike back in my days in the 60s was the Triumph. That was the three main bikes, is the Harley Davidson, the BSA, or the Triumph. And the best,
and then they made a car, Trump, yeah. Came out of a Triumph.
Triumph
came out with a car,
I had
too.
An old 60 Triumph car with the big tires on it. But The 69 Triumph Bonneville dual carbs, that was the most popular bike that was ever made by Triumph, and I owned one. And it was so sad because I kept that thing so clean. I went in between every spoke every day cleaning the...
Lynn had a very...
And I tell you what, I kept that and I sold it when I went into the Navy to a friend, and somebody pulled a rope across the road and strung this guy off the motorcycle, totaled my bike out. I think they thought it was me, and I was in the Navy, but hurt to know that motorcycle got crashed. Mm. We're going to a break, I think. Yes, I hear it.
We're going to break. Be right back. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments. departments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org. BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
We're back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's it. We're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I understand we have a new caller on the line.
We do. If the name is Beyondra.
Uh-huh. Beyondra. Am I saying it right, Beyondra?
Beyondra.
Beyondra.
B as a boy.
Beyondra, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, hello.
Where are you calling me from?
Orlando, Florida.
Well, welcome.
Orlando,
welcome.
Florida. No kidding.
Welcome.
Are you visually impaired, darling?
No.
Oh, it's good. You're excited. It's very nice. So how come you're calling in?
Because I heard about the song, and I know it.
You know it? Oh, very good.
Wait, which one?
Dreaming by Johnny Burnett.
Very good.
Wow.
Very good.
We didn't think we'd have anybody.
Johnny Burnett.
That girl good. You're good.
What part of Orlando do you live in? I'm asking for a reason as far as where I'm going to give you a gift card from. What part of Orlando do you from?
Silver Star Road.
Where is that near?
Oh, you right around the corner. Right up the road,
right around the corner.
Oh, right around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner.
By Publix.
Oh, by Publix.
Yeah, in Hiawassee.
Oh, okay.
So how did you find out?
Do you know where Longwood is? You ever hear of Altamont Spring?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How did you find out about our show?
I'm going to give you a Metro Diner gift card for $13.
And she gets a bracelet, too.
Yes, and a bracelet. But you're going to get a gift card for $13 off your meal. For Metro Diner.
How'd you find out about our show?
Well, usually me and my dad, we listen to your show all the time.
Oh, great.
Well, that's really nice.
That's good.
Tell Dad we said hi.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Beyondra, hold on one moment. Don't hang up. I need to get some information.
Thank you for listening.
From you. From either you or your father. All right?
All right.
Hold
Thank
on one moment.
Thank you,
honey. Okay, let's go to our guest caller. Michael, would you like to introduce him?
Yes.
All right, you're on.
We have on the line right now, he is the CEO. That's right, the CEO of the bus company. Otherwise known as Lynx.
Yes.
Lynx Bus Company. His name is Ed Johnson. Ed Johnson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Ed.
How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. You know, I hate that I'm not in the studio with you. I enjoyed the last time I was with you all, and I look forward to coming back in and spending a couple hours with you all very soon.
Hey,
Ed.
In a couple weeks, you'll be back.
We hear you before you know it.
Yep.
Hey, Ed.
Yes, sir.
This is Gary. The co-host was with you the last time.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Doing good. Glad to hear your voice again, buddy.
Same here.
So, what you got to talk about with Lynx? Any new updates or what's going on? Everybody out there in Orlando is all in a tither of knowing how good our system is working and how it's going to improve.
Well, there's a couple of things that we have going on at Lynx that I shared with your listening audience when I was last with you about a year ago.
It was in March.
That we want to work to try to improve or enhance the quality of services that we provide for persons with disabilities. One of those is on the paratransit side, and then as well as with our fixed route side. But starting off, let's talk about paratransit. I shared with you that we were going to look to merge our fixed route and our paratransit call centers so that we can give some extra bandwidth so that we could reduce the call wait times. This past December, we effectively merged the two together. We are seeing some improvements. We haven't gotten to where we wanted to be, but as we continue to train the two different groups on the style of operations that they are now learning, once they have become proficient in those various areas, then I think we will start seeing even more improvements on the call wait times. Also, I shared with you that we were looking to introduce other forms of service delivery. We recognize that all of our customers don't necessarily need a wheelchair accessible vehicle. Many of our customers can transfer into a sedan vehicle. So we're instituting the utilization of more taxi cabs. We had talked about using more of Uber and Lyft in our operation. We have not negotiated an agreement with Uber. We've just recently finalized our discussions with Lyft, and we're looking to start those new services within maybe another week or so. We still have to sign the agreement, but those services are coming along fairly soon. But even with the introduction of just the taxi cabs, we've taken some really hard burdens off of wheelchair accessible vehicles. We're starting to see some improvement on our on-time performance, which I hope our customers are appreciating. And also we're introducing more technology where our customers can utilize their mobile phones to be able to schedule their trips, as well as monitor the time that those trips will be coming to their home to pick them up or pick them up at the their point of origin to take them to their final destination. So that's the overview real quickly. I'll stop there because I know that's a lot. And please, if you have any questions, I'd love to hear them.
I do. I have one quick one and one important one. One sort of trivia in a way. When we call in and set up our rides, we like to feature, a lot of us like the feature of now you have, you know, while we're waiting for an operator to come to us and handle us, we're sitting there listening to a recording of all what Lynx has to offer, blah, 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 blah. It keeps going on and on and on and on. And before, they used to tell, okay, and now there are 18 calls ahead of you. You know, that is so nice, because if I know I got 18 calls ahead of me, you know, I think, okay, I'll just hang up and I'll call back in another hour or so. You know, instead of hanging out for 20, because I don't know if there might be three. I don't want to hang up if there's only three. So I think that's important to put back in there somehow if you could.
Sure, sure. That's a good recommendation. And certainly that is very helpful to many of our customers if they know that where our call volume is very high and they have the ability to call during a non-peak time, that will work better for the customer as well as for our customer service agents as well.
Right.
So, yeah, I will look into that and see how we can go back, get that back in.
Yeah, I get tired of hanging on the phone for a long time when I didn't
have
to.
Do you have another question,
Gary? I have one more. This is very important now, Ed.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's to your attention or not. I know it has happened. Okay, a ride has been set up. The ride, the caller that set the ride up called and canceled the ride. Okay, so, but in the involvement there, somewhere thereof, Lynx set up a ride with taxi cab. Well, before the Lynx came in, and the person said, you know, I had already canceled my ride. The driver from MV didn't know that. Then later, a taxi cab came and said, we're looking for you. And now who pays that taxi cab? Do we lose when, or do they lose when they come and there's no ride there for them because it was canceled? No one let them know.
You know, to be quite honest with you, I don't really know the answer to that question. I'm going to have to do some research on that. But I would imagine that the taxi cab is going to want to receive some reimbursement for the time that they have elapsed to go to that particular location.
Absolutely.
However, I think we should see that those type of unfortunate situations should be reducing. One of the things I did not mention in my opening statements is that we also have moved our contractor, MV Transportation, into the same building as our customer service department, so there now is better coordination between the two throughout the day, so that as we can identify what changes are going on in the system and making sure that if there's any oversight, we can catch those before they actually happen.
Well, I think this actually was a lack of communications down through the line that it just didn't get passed down through, and no one knew on the other end, and it came a fiasco at the end, and the cab driver's probably looking at, where's my money?
Gary, we have a caller that has a question.
Okay,
also,
we have another caller there, Ed.
We have Sheila calling.
Thank you.
Sheila calling in from Orlando with a question for you, Ed.
Sure. Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Well, hello, Miss Sheila. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good right now, but I'm not sure you're going to think that when I'm done with you.
Well, Miss Sheila, every time I speak with you, I always leave with a wealth of information, and I could never be mad about that.
Well, all right. And this is not going to be the end of our conversation. This is going to be the beginning of our conversation.
Great.
So, all right, my first question to you is, who is doing the scheduling for rides? Because, and I will give you an example, last Sunday night, two people within three blocks of each other, four access links, were picked up at the same time going to the same destination from College Park to Oviedo, to the same restaurant, picked up with two separate vans. So who is scheduling these rides?
That's my
first question, but let me because I'm going to follow it up with other, following with what Gary said to you. I had a ride scheduled for today. The cab company that was going to pick me up was not communicated with from Access Links, so communication is not being done between the two companies, and therefore, we need to have a lot of conversation with how we're going to fix all of these issues. So please answer the first question.
Sheila. Ed will be here for 2 hours at the end of the month, so he'll have a lot of time to answer all of these questions.
Yes. Well, on the first one, that should not have happened.
I know that.
When two vehicles come to pick up two separate people at the same location and dropping them off at
the same
location, that should not have happened. I will look into that first thing tomorrow. But to answer your question specifically, we have now set it up such that when you're calling in, you're now talking to a Link staff member.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the contractor. So that should not have occurred. Now, what we probably need to do is look further into the system, because the system should catch that and put those trips together. So that's something that I'm going to pull our information technology team, our paratransit team together, and figure out why did something like that happen, because it should not have occurred.
Well, and my concern, you know, as a responsible rider, which I am, and those of us that are responsible, and we think that we're trying to make things economical, we don't want to waste money.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
If we're wasting money having two vans go to the same location from point A to point B, that's wasting money.
You're absolutely right, and that should not have occurred. And so I'm glad you brought that up. You know, Ms. Sheila, you said I was going to be upset with you, but this is the type of feedback I need to hear, because you know, sometimes we don't see that happening because, you know, we deal with over 2,000 trips per day.
Yes,
and to be able to catch some of those idiosyncrasies sometimes, it can be quite challenging, because, you know, you're constantly dealing with people's trip who may be late, or people canceling trips and you have to reassign trips. So they're very, very busy throughout the day and evening with trying to make sure that people are being picked up on time and taken to their location on time. And so some things do fall through the cracks that we need to catch, and
okay,
that's the reason why we need the customer feedback.
Mr. Johnson, what I need to know is, as president of GOCB and as mm-hmm. a responsible member of the community and as an alternate on TBLC, how do we relay this information to you, and how do we fix the issues that are out there?
Oh, sure. You know, we do have our customer comment line that you can call into, or you can send us an email address. But, of course, you can always send me an email as well at eljohnson@golinks.com if you feel that you're not getting...
You told me that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, again, if I get this information, and it only helps me to better understand the challenges that our customers may go through, and so and it makes us better as an organization. So
I
won't ever be afraid of you, Ms. Sheila, because I know that you care so much about the clients that utilize our services.
Yes, I do. And thank you so much.
Well,
it's good to talk with you.
Thanks for calling, Sheila. Thank you, Ed. And we look forward to seeing you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so very much for giving me an opportunity just to say hello to everyone.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to coming in and spending a couple of hours with you in the very, very near future.
Okie dokie.
Glad to have you back.
Glad to have you.
Okay,
glad
thank
to have
you so much.
Going on a break?
We're going on a break.
Happy
break.
New Year.
See you later.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Stay tuned right after the break.
Bye.
Braille Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PawPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com. Quack, quack.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We're back. This is your host, Michael. I'm back with the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We just had Ed Johnson, CEO of the bus company, which is called in Orlando, Lynx. Now, folks, if you're not in Orlando, and if you're in Pennsylvania or New Hampshire or wherever you are, the same thing applies to you. If you have a problem with your local bus company, pick up the phone and call them and talk to you, because that's what it's all about. You have a problem? Pick up the phone. He's the CEO. That means he's in charge of the bus company in Orlando. That means he's listening. Lynx is the big bus company here in Orlando. So, if you are in Chicago, you're in Philadelphia, wherever you are, you got a problem, pick up the phone and call. That's what it's all about. Because if you don't call, it's your fault. The same thing we're told on Polaris Navigator systems.
Right. We could bring them the information, but they have to.
We could only give you the information, but if you're going to sit there on your rear end and sit on the sofa and not pick up the phone, you don't want a better light by your neighborhood to cross the street free. All you have to do is pick up the phone and they'll put it in for you, but you have to call first and you have to ask City Hall, the technical department, What's it called? Which department? Engineering
traffic,
department.
Yes,
engineering
right,
department.
Right, right. Traffic
to put it in, tell me you want the Polara Navigator APS system put in because you're blind. This program, yes, is out of Orlando. We're live. And yes, the advertisers paid for us to be on the air. But it applies to wherever you are. So whether you are in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, wherever you are, the same thing applies. You have to pick up the phone and call if there's a problem. Life is all about a problem. Let me tell you something. I had a problem just recently. Last Friday, believe it or not, with my mouth and everything, I got scammed. It's a very simple
boy.
Scam.
And we told you not to do this, and he did it anyhow.
Yeah, yeah. And I spoke about to you, I guess, about maybe a month ago. Here's what happened to me. I was taking a nap. I got a phone call. And on my phone, I answer all calls because I can't see who's calling, so I answer them all. Could be an advertiser. Could be anybody. So I always answer. I don't avoid my calls. Person says to me, they're calling from the Hilton. Okay, now you have to understand something. Over my lifetime, I've done a lot of business with Hilton. I'm what they call a diamond. I'm a lifetime diamond because I've given them so much business, they made me a lifetime diamond. So they said to me, I'm calling from the Hilton, and because of the business we gave you, you've given us, you've earned a free room. All right, sounds good to me. Next thing a person says to me, are you over 25? Strange question, but I say yes. And after I said it, I said, oh.
But didn't you say, Michael, that...
And then I said, just a minute.
Okay.
They said to me, just a minute. So they're going to put me to somebody else.
Right, that's right.
And I'm holding line of maybe about 30 seconds, and nothing's happening. And then it hit me, this may be a scam. So I hung up the phone, and on my phone, I can push down, I know, a couple buttons, which I do, and I whoever called me, I can call them back.
The last caller.
Last caller. And I call back. And some older gentleman, and I could tell he's old because he could hardly talk, and I said, you just called me. No. I said, are you from the Hilton? He said, no. He said, this is a private residence. And I said, oh, I've been scammed. So then I hung up the phone. I called my local police department. And I said to the police department, I'd like to talk to someone who I can report a crime. So I spoke to a detective. He took all my information down. He said, well, you don't have a crime yet. He said, but based on your information, there's going to be a crime because they didn't do all that for me to say yes for no reason. So they took all my information down. Then I called the Hilton. Don't ask again because I went through the same nonsense I spoke to you before because I'm blind. I had a major problem to get through where I wanted to get through. I finally did after yelling and screaming. I finally got through and I told them the story and they said, nope, they know about it, but they can't do nothing about it. And that's the latest scam. They don't know what they're going to do. So now I told Lynn, now I'm going to have to watch my
billing
and all the credit situation to see how they're going to hit me with, because I said yes.
They are so...
So the whole thing is this thing is we got to be careful what you say yes.
See, what they did with Michael is they used to say, are you 21?
Yeah, right.
Well, he caught Michael by saying, are you 25? Now Michael's forgot about the 21. Oh, yeah, 25.
No,
yeah.
Because he said Hilton first.
Right,
that's
Hilton.
Thing.
But so please, from now on, if they're asking of an age or something, anything to get you to say yes, hang up. Right then and there.
Well, now I'm just going to hang up.
Okay. Yeah, that, yeah.
So let me ask this because I might be in the wrong then because when I've had that call like that not too long ago. And in return, they said, can I ask you a few questions? I said,
yes.
Only if I can ask you a few questions.
You can do that.
And my response, I said, I got to go first. So my question was, what's your American favorite football team? And they didn't say nothing.
That's because they're overseas.
Right.
You got it. I got that one, Chris.
And then I said, who's your favorite American quarterback? And they didn't say nothing. So I hung up the phone.
Yeah.
You know, it was very smart. I didn't think of that. You know what? I'm going to do that from now on.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I'm going to say that from now on. If they ask me a question, somebody ask you one question, okay?
Yeah.
Name a football team, NFL.
But you got to say American football.
Yeah, American.
Because if it's overseas.
They'll say soccer.
Right. It'll be considered soccer.
Yeah.
But see, I just play on my phone. When people call me and start asking me stuff, I start asking questions back.
But see, I could ask him the same question about a football team, and I wouldn't even know the answer.
You would?
No, I don't know nothing about football.
So, Chris, was a problem now, too? I understand they said it was a problem as far as hearing the...
No, he brought it down, the volume.
Yeah, I took care of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to do my trivia?
All right, we're going to go to trivia right now.
I'll
trivia
tell
time.
What's happening next week.
This song, I hope you know, this was the first one of its kind.
Well, actually, Michael, the reason I chose it is because it broke today, January 7th. Can I tell the year?
Yeah.
1955.
This song started it all. This song, I'm not going to tell you what it started, but it started it all. This was the first one of its kind.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. Rock. Around the clock tonight, push that bag so. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Okay, now I'm going to do it again, but I'm just going to add a phone number again. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This is the song that made it all happen.
Biggest selling.
Okay, 407-894-1680. This was the first song for rock and roll.
Of all time.
Who's singing the song? Okay, first one ever. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? Trivia. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
Vinyl rock and roll. That's funny. Biggest selling vinyl rock and roll single of all time. Sales over 25 million.
You're kidding.
That's what it says.
Of all time.
That's what it says. I'm not going to argue with history.
That's right. I can't believe that. The first, it was the biggest record of all time.
Who is that, Chris? Oh, I know. It's supposed to be Shirley, I bet. You had Shrilly.
So who is this?
sorry for coughing into the mic.
Is this for trivia?
Yes. I believe it's Shirley from Winter
Park.
Well,
I actually called in to say hello, and I know the song, but I didn't know you were going to ask who was singing it.
No, that's the question. Who's singing the song? That's the trivia question. Who's singing the song?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
No, that's who's singing the song?
I just don't remember who it is, and I know the song real well.
Rock Around the Clock. Who's singing the song?
Right, I knew the name of it, but I don't know who it is, so I guess you have to move on to somebody else.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, Shirley.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The connection is a little fuzzy there, Chris, tonight.
So who's singing? Let's do a little more of that song.
Yeah, that's
the first
good song.
One.
Singing for his reader.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Hey, a little more of it. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Get down there, Chris.
Okay, all right. So who's singing this song? You're on the air. 407-894-1680. Hey, you, on your sofa, sitting on the sofa, pick up the phone. Look, you're not calling Polera. You're not calling.
You're calling for a prize.
You're calling friends.
You're not even calling for a prize.
You're calling friends.
You got nothing to lose. Pick up the phone. Maybe you'll get the answer.
Yeah. This song right here made a change in our environment, in our society.
It did.
The way we went to restaurants, the way we went to movies,
right.
And it became a theme song in a whole lot of movies too.
Yep.
Drive-ins became very popular.
Culture.
Yeah, it was a culture change.
Change of culture.
So the dance scene was a little bit
jitterbug.
Ooh,
right,
me, huh?
Right. You know.
Hey, Lynn.
Michael,
you there?
You woke me up. I'm there now.
What were we going to do before I woke you up?
Oh, no, I was just waiting for the answer, and then I'm going to tell who's coming on next week.
No, I thought you were going to tell something about Voltex.
Voltex. No, you are. And then I was going to get the website.
Wow.
Yeah, you were going to encourage people to go.
That's only if they want to vote.
Well, you go to Voltex, the number 4, DA.com, and you fill out a survey. And this is all about accessible voting system and how you would like to see.
Listen, folks. Now, this is no joke.
Voting to be accessible.
As Affleck says, this is no joke.
No, it's not a joke. This is serious.
Look, I don't care if you're blind. It's your I don't basic care if you're sighted. Right. I don't care your religion. I don't care okay, what do you favor. Are, but you should vote. If you live in this country, you should vote.
I don't know why it's been taken out of
and
the
And if you can't vote folder. Because you're blind, I hear you talking, Chris.
Chris, we hear
you're
you
talking.
Talking.
Chris, you're talking.
Yeah.
If you're blind and you can't vote, that's your fault. Because you can contact Voltec. Voltec.
Voltec.
Voltec.
Right.
Would you say it? Spell it. Voltec.
Just go to Voltec, V-O-T-E-C, the number 4, DA.com, and fill out a very simple survey about accessible voting because it's your right. It's your right to vote independently and privately.
And 18 is
going to
be a very important year, 18,
right.
about elections this year.
And Voltec is developing the next accessible voting system, and they want your input. They want your opinion. Because it's your right to vote and have private,
so
independent voting.
So all you folks out there that always make comments, what's going on with the Congress or president or whomever.
Step up.
The old story is you have to be able to vote. And if you don't vote, it's your fault. So don't say because you're blind or do this. Voltec can help you if you're blind.
Right.
Okay? So contact Voltec. So, and by the way, anything is on our webpage. If you want to go to our webpage, if you miss any part of the show, go to our webpage.
Going to a break.
Which is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We're going to break.
Catch you on the other side.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representatives with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org. Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
We're gone. Hello, we're back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those that don't know, Rock Around the Clock sold 25 million records. And if you didn't know who he was singing, well, it was Bill Haley and the Comets. That's Bill right. Haley and the Comets.
That's right.
He's the one that made rock and roll, supposedly. That was the first one of its kind. Bill Haley and the Comets. The name of the song is called Rock Around the Clock.
And guess what I read? The original full title of the song was We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock Tonight. Did you know that?
They changed it as far as all of it.
We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
All right, we're gonna rock next week. Listen to this lineup next week. Sheila Young will be in the house as our co-host. Doug Town will be calling in to tell us, guess what, about VOTEC. We were just talking about that. Max Levinson will be calling in from San Francisco Lighthouse, and Max is the prize coordinator for the Holman Prize. So if you don't know about the Holman Prize, tune in next week. And it's a contest for people who are visually impaired and a project they might be working on, and you might win, I think it's like $25,000 or something. And then John Steitler will be calling in, and he is one of our advertisers, and he's also the owner of Total Health Guidance in Orlando. So quite a lineup next week. Michael, I just thought of something funny.
What's funny?
What a day.
It was funny.
What a show.
Oh, yeah, what a day. What a night. What a show. Yeah, what a
life. You didn't get it right.
Clinton loves that line.
I love that line. What a day. What a show. What a life. All right. That's my sign off.
What did Red Skelton say?
What?
God bless.
That's right. That's a nice
thing. Yeah, God
thing
bless
to say.
You.
What did who say?
Yes.
He didn't say it. Y'all
Ashley,
you
there?
God bless.
I'm here.
What's
talk
fun
into the mic.
Ashley.
No.
Talk into the mic, Ashley. You got to talk into the mic.
Why?
Because the people would
so
like to
hear you.
So we can hear
you, Ashley.
We want to hear
come
you.
Come on. I want to hear that beautiful voice
I
of yours.
I don't have anything to say.
Yes, Ashley. You just said a whole lot right there.
You know what, Ashley? You know what? Tell the people where you just came from. That's they'll like
really?
It.
Really?
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Ashley, talk into the microphone.
I came from Puerto Rico. I was volunteering for about a month and a half. Yeah.
At a hostel, right?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing in Puerto Rico?
And then, well, I was working at a hostel because...
What's a hostel?
It's like a hotel, but it's for travelers. Okay. So we all live together and eat together and work together. And but on my days off, I volunteered with a different... couple nonprofit organizations, and then I also did individual stuff like cleaned up the beach, fed some
very
stray
good,
animals, things like
so
that.
So you're helping people in Puerto Rico. Yeah. That's
yeah.
What
you
tell me.
You're so sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They need a lot more help out there. The news doesn't cover half of the stuff, what's actually happening. Okay. So
you're doing a good job down
thank
there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your service, Ashley.
Oh, no problem.
Yep, thank you.
Chris Shaw.
She got a Kool-Aid smile, and I love it. Yeah. That is right there, that Kool-Aid smile.
Kool-Aid I have
smile.
A what?
Kool-Aid smile.
Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Gary Sinclair.
Yep, and I'm glad to be back, and I want to wish everybody a happy new year. And listen to this, 2018 is a good year. Everybody's going to have a good year this
right.
year.
And Gary,
yes.
Thank you for the spaghetti
oh,
and
I made
the bean soup.
Homemade spaghetti and homemade bean soup
for
the,
eat well
for the Golders.
And for those who don't know, being Jewish, as Lynn and I are, Jewish on 18 means long life.
That's right.
That's
hi.
The two letters, that one at eight, 1-8-18 yep. means long life in the Jewish religion.
So let's
long
hope
life.
It's a good year.
So let's
good
hear
year.
It's long life for everyone.
For everybody. Healthy
and health and happiness. And it wouldn't be so bad if we all made a little bit of money.
There you go.
That wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt.
See you next week, everybody. I'm signing off.
Stay
signing
safe.
Off.
Love you.
Stay well. See you next week. Take care. Love you all. Bye.